You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Thursday, March 14th, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan were very busy yesterday for a couple different reasons. We'll start with the big move first. The 49ers traded a 7th-round draft pick to the Houston Texans for defensive tackle Malik Collins. Who is Malik Collins? Well, he's 28 years old, and he was 12th among defensive tackles in pass rush win rate last year, and he was 3rd in that category in 2022. He can rush the passer from the defensive tackle spot, and because he was in Houston last year with D'Amico Ryans, we know he fits the 49ers system well, and he's not expensive at all. His cap hit this year is just going to be $8.47 million. So the 49ers needed an upgrade at defensive tackle, and they got one with Malik Collins. Now, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan were also busy in another kind of way because word broke on Wednesday morning, early Wednesday morning, like 3:15 a.m., that Eric Kendricks, the linebacker, had agreed to a contract with the 49ers. But yesterday evening, we got word that he was backing out of that agreement with the 49ers and instead reuniting with his old coach, Mike Zimmer, and going to the Dallas Cowboys. So, unfortunately for the 49ers, there's nothing they can do. None of these agreements before the contract is signed are binding in any way. Players are free to change their mind if they want to. Remember, Frank Gore once did that with the Philadelphia Eagles. These things happen. It's unfortunate because he would have been a good pickup for the 49ers, just a solid veteran player who was a captain for the Chargers last year. But now we got to go back to the drawing board at linebacker. Another minor move on the defensive line, by the way, I should have mentioned this with the Malik Collins stuff, is Kevin Givens is coming back on a one-year deal. He was with the Niners last year. He played in all 17 games, which you know we love. He had 1.5 sacks and he recovered one fumble. Also, one more point I want to make. Kyle Juszczyk officially agreed to a restructured contract with the Niners. It's going to save them about $1.75 million. He's still the highest paid fullback in the league. They, you know, wanted to restructure his deal because he made so much money. So he does save them a little bit of money, but Kyle Juszczyk not going anywhere. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Thursday, my website, goldstandardniners.com, trying to get more writing up on there. Yesterday, I have a piece explaining why the 49ers are being very smart in this free agency period. Despite the fact that they have not chased down some of the bigger names you may have wanted, there's a very good reason for that. And I explain why in the piece. If you want to read it, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch are the 49ers not done making moves, however. Mike Silver, who has been all over this free agency period, basically predicting every single thing that has happened, tweeted yesterday that the 49ers were not done making moves. Now, in case you thought that was the Malik Collins move, Silver specifically said no, that wasn't the move he was talking about, and they still may have one more big thing up their sleeve. And with this team, It's usually something very, very exciting. So we'll have to see. One thing you may have missed. It is official now. The 49ers released Arik Armstead. He was their longest tenured player, the final Trent Baalke draft pick that was still on the team. He is officially no longer a San Francisco 49er. They did cut him with the June 1st designation. So what that means is the dead cap money from his contract is going to be split over the next 2 years. $10.3 million is going to count against the cap this year. $15.5 million is going to count against the cap next year. It also frees up around $18 million, which is cool. But unfortunately, because it's a post-June 1st designation, the Niners won't have access to that money until after June 1st. But that's sort of the accounting with the Armstead situation. Happy trails, Arik Armstead. Thank you for everything. You were a fantastic 49er, incredible player. Best of luck in the future. This was just something that needed to happen for both sides. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. If you click the bell, you will get notified every time we go live, which is just about every single weekday for you. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk later today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.